We're continuing our look at Paul's shipwreck in Acts chapter 27. Let me pick up now at verse 33. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. For the last 14 days, he said, you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head. And after he said this, he took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. And then he broke it and began to eat. And they were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. I'm going to lean on John MacArthur's commentary for some of his thoughts in this section. He has a lot of great insight. So let me just relay some of what he wrote. The first thing that he says is this. Now, Paul is in total command of the ship. He is calling the shots. Everybody else is sublimated to this man. And now he tells them all to eat. That's a good insight. At the beginning of the voyage, two people were in control, the centurion and the captain. In truth, the centurion probably had more authority since he was transporting Nero's prisoners. But now, as MacArthur points out, Paul is in total command of the ship. We haven't heard a word from the captain in many days. It's all Paul now. Paul described the situation well. He says, for the last 14 days, you've been in constant suspense and had gone without food. Some people eat more when they are troubled. These men ate nothing. No doubt getting tossed around by a nor'easter had a lot to do with them not being hungry or at least not trying to eat. MacArthur further notes, hard work is about to occur and they're going to need energy. If they're going to get that thing to land, they're going to have some strength, and they lacked it after 14 days with no food. And so he says, let's eat. MacArthur goes on to say, I like that. Two great keys to serving the Lord, prayer and a good breakfast. I mean, that's a terrific balance, isn't it? That's a balanced meal, the spiritual and the physical. Well, as we can see, Paul is trying to prepare everyone for what lies ahead. If they're going to run aground, they are still going to be required to haul a lot of things off of that ship. So Paul understands that. Plus, it's very likely they're going to be doing what? Swimming. So Paul says, now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head. Now that last statement is really interesting, isn't it? Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head. Paul can't mean that literally. Somebody was probably scratching their head and losing hair while he was saying all of that. So it's not a literal statement, but it is a very Jewish statement. MacArthur writes, you can go back to 1 Samuel 14:45, 2 Samuel 14:11, 1 Kings 1:5, 2, Luke 21:18, and in those places you'll find that old proverb. It means that you're going to be secure. It meant that you have complete immunity from harm. He's really laying it on thick, isn't he? They are still being driven by the winds and the waves. It's just getting light, but the ship is still being pushed towards the rocks. But Paul says, I have a promise. You are going to be just fine, so have something to eat. And here we have a great balance between the sovereignty of God and the responsibility of those involved. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.